Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening on this, the 23rd of Christmas, the eve of Christmas Eve. I know many of you are getting ready to hit the road. Please drive safely. Many people are wondering where they're going to eat on Christmas. They're wondering where they're going to sleep on Christmas. There are homeless family. Well, Salvation Army is there for them. Christmas is just 2 days away, indeed. And are you still waiting for the right time to join my annual Red Kettle campaign to help the Salvation Army? It's over at hughhewitt.com. Now is the right time. The funds we have raised are going to bring toys, hot meals, and the gospel to our fellow Americans. Those who are down on their luck this holiday season, who are addicted, who have just had a terrible tragedy in their life, whatever it is, the time is now to make Christmas magic happen to them. And
I want to christen my new kitchen in my condo in Florida by baking or by creating a batch of these bakeless Denise Preacher cookies, and I'm going to give it to somebody who makes a donation in the next 15 minutes to get us over 200,000. I'll be sure, I'm going to keep my eye out on who takes us over the 200,000 mark. You know how much good the Salvation Army does. You know what they're up against. You know how they saved my son Micah's life. He's now on a path to become an officer with the Salvation Army in South Carolina. So proud of him.
My friends, Dennis Prager here. One of the happy projects of mine is, as Christmas approaches, and of course Thanksgiving is in 2 days, is to raise money for the Salvation Army. And I am honored by that fact. They do great work. I have Dale Bannon, Assistant National Community Relations and Development Secretary for the Salvation Army.
Now, you know, it's been said that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and we started our campaign for the Salvation Army, about 2.5 weeks ago? And we are inching towards our goals. Now, we still have one coho spot remaining for anybody willing to donate $20,000 or more. That's it. So just one more. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, 20,000. We started out with 10 spots for anybody willing to give 10 grand. We got 10 donors who gave 10 grand, and got a lovely letter from one of them, and I intend to meet him. He lives nearby. But we have one more opportunity for anybody who's got a loose 20 grand lying around. You know, you're